This is Unpublished Opinion for May 2nd, 2006. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, a recap of my 5K race on Sunday and a movie review of the film United 93. So, first up, I hope everyone had a good weekend. On Sunday, I did the 5K Run for Rett, which was to raise money for the International Rett Syndrome Foundation. It was a very small race. I think the number of participants was about 160, which is very small for me. Usually my races are, you know, in the city, and so there are a lot more participants. This race was in the suburbs. It was in Elk Grove Village, in part of the Bussey Woods Forest Preserve. And so that forest preserve has paved bike path, and that's what we were running on. It was a pretty good surface. I wasn't expecting it to be quite as hilly as it was. And this is, of course, hilly for Illinois. But because I have run on another section of Bussey Woods, but it's a very large forest preserve, and obviously there are many different paths to it. And the one that we were on was a little bit hilly, so I wasn't expecting that. The main problem that I had with the race was, though, being that it was such a small amount of participants, I started too close to the front of the pack, which I certainly shouldn't have done, especially because even though it was a small race, it was chip-timed, which meant that I could have started far in the back, and the computer chip on my shoe would have still given me an accurate measurement of my personal time from when I crossed the starting line to when I crossed the finish line. I mean, sometimes when it's a small race and there's not a chip time, you kind of want to start when the clock time starts so that your results, official results, will be somewhat accurate. But that being said, I still started way too close to the front, got caught up in all the excitement, and got whisked away with all of the really fast runners, or average runners who are still much faster than I am. I think my first mile came in at about 9 minutes and 4 seconds. My usual 5K pace is between 9:30 and 9:45, so this was much too fast for me. As a result, my second mile was about average. It was about 9:30 or so, but then my third mile was about 10:40 because I ended up having to take several walking breaks because I was just spent. I know a lot of times when people run races, especially for small races like a 5K, they'll basically just start running and then run until they're basically going to collapse, and then they finish in a state of complete exhaustion, sometimes to the point of throwing up, and you're throwing up, and you know, they're just sacked for the rest of the day. But personally, I just don't like breathing heavy. I don't like getting tired when I'm running, and which I guess is a problem. If I ever want to try and improve my race times, I have to sort of build up my endurance to the point where I can run faster and not feel uncomfortable. With the adrenaline of the start of a race, you know, keep up a pace like that for a mile, but then when sort of the adrenaline dies down and I'm just, you know, completely exhausted because I've overdone it, and I just don't like that feeling. I don't like feeling out of breath. I don't like feeling tired. I don't like feeling like I can't keep going at the pace I'm at, and so that's why I end up walking, which I know I probably shouldn't, but that's just what I'm doing these days. So I guess I'll have to try and figure out how to fix that because, I mean, I would like to be able to improve my 5K time, or at least, you know, beat the PR that I had, which is not really that unattainable, for me, but I haven't been there or close to it, in a while. So that's it. That's my race report. Up this weekend, I'm doing a 5K on Sunday with my mom and sister in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Taking a little mini road trip out there. It's supposed to be kind of cold. I think it's only supposed to be about 40 or 42 at race time on Sunday, so we'll see how that is. Maybe that'll be a little better if it's not too warm. But this is the first race we've all done together, so I'm looking forward to it no matter if it's cold or not. I think it's going to be fun. So next up, a film review of the movie United 93. Now, I'm sure you're aware that this movie is about the events of September 11th, 2001, from the perspective of the fourth plane, the one that ended up crashing into a field in Pennsylvania. The way this movie was shot, it almost has the feel of a documentary in a strange way, because it's shot, often with a handheld camera. It's shot in real time, meaning it's happening, you know, in as it happened in real life in that same time span. And a lot of the actors are people that I have never seen. I don't think most people have never seen before. So it has definitely a more real feel to it than, let's say, you know, a film that had Harrison Ford in it or something like that. So keep that in mind if you're trying to decide whether or not you think that you'll be able to see this movie. I've heard a lot of dialogue about people thinking that they might not be able to emotionally handle watching this movie because it is so fresh still and it's so real, and everyone has personal experiences relating to that day that this movie is certainly going to conjure up. That being said, from a film standpoint, this film is excellent. I'm going to give it 4 cat paws. I don't want to say I enjoyed the film, because that's not the right word, but the film was extremely gripping. Before it even started, I started to feel a little anxious about it, about, you know, how I would react to it, what kind of emotions it would bring out in me. And that feeling never really left me throughout the entire 2 hours of the film. It was extremely tense, even knowing, of course, what would happen at the end, or maybe in part because I knew what would happen in the end. It was a very tense film, very enthralling. And the film, it touches not only on what happened on that airplane, but also what was happening throughout the country during this time. And it just brought back a lot of memories of the fear and the anxiety and people just not knowing what was going on, and all of the indecision that the government had about, you know, not expecting this and not knowing what to do, and all the horrible, horrible miscommunication between the various departments and the government, which resulted in not a whole lot happening when a lot of things could have happened in order to, improve the events of that day. One interesting fact that I ended up reading was that there's several scenes with showing the air traffic controllers in various events during that day, of them, tracking the different airplanes. And some of those, the men that you'll see, are actually the people that went through this on that day. They aren't actors. I think some of them are actors, some aren't, but several of them are just playing themselves, which is, you know, amazing to me that they would want to go through all of that again. But maybe they wanted to make sure that it was captured properly, and it was, you know, represented the way that it really happened. I would recommend this film in terms of quality of film, but whether or not it's something that you will personally want to see is something you need to think about for yourself, whether or not you can handle reliving that day in such detail and such reality. And if it is, then I think you should go see it. I'm definitely glad that I saw it. It was the first film where the film ended and credits came up and there was complete silence in the theater. No one moved, no one shuffled a coat, no one stood up, nothing, for probably a full minute. Everyone was completely still, which I think just shows you the grip that the film had on all of us throughout. And it was the first time that following a film, Prince E and I said nothing to each other, the whole way to the car. Usually we immediately start chatting about whether we liked it or good parts, bad parts, and we said nothing. We just sort of, you know, looked at each other and walked to the car, because it was that powerful of a film. But like I said, I do recommend it from a film standpoint, and I am glad that I saw it. So you just need to think about whether or not it, you know, it's something you want to see. So that'll do it for today's show. Thanks for listening. Be sure and visit the website at simbasmom.com. And feel free to email me at simbachicago@yahoo.com. I haven't been getting too many emails, so I'd really appreciate just a little note to say that you're enjoying the podcast, or maybe a suggestion you might have, or a movie you'd like me to review, anything like that. Or if you just want to email me and say you think I have a cute cat, that's always welcome as well. Thanks for listening. Bye.